Pabst.
That's beer?
Yeah. Do you have any slang names for beer? You ever heard that called anything else?
Oh, let's see. Yeah, in St. Louis, they got a beer they call Greasy Dyke.
Call it what?
A Greasy Dyke.
Greasy Dyke?
Yeah.
Is that a brand name?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Pabst?
Yeah, that's right. In St. Louis. That's what they do.
But I'm wondering if you have...
I mean, that's the name of it.
Okay, but do you have any, like, common names for it? Have you ever heard it called Suds?
Well, yeah, some people say a Sud or Brew. Give me a Brew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Draft?
Yeah, Draft. Well, I have Draft, yeah.
But do you say any of those, or do you just say beer?
No, I just say, give me a Falstaff.
Okay.
And when they're out of Falstaff, well, I just take what you got.
That's your beer, huh?
That's my beer, Falstaff.
I never tried that. Okay, do you know anything about coffee cakes? Do you ever eat them for breakfast?
No.
How about the little sweet ones that you can pick up? Any
kind of
cinnamon on
them
or something?
A cinnamon roll.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. The other day, my wife made a cinnamon bread. A little loaf of bread.
Okay.
Put it in the oven and bake it, and then put some kind of sweet stuff, or whatever you call it, on the top.
Was it white stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pastry or some kind of...
Glaze, maybe, or frosting?
I could have. I don't know what it is. But anyway, when you get ready to eat it, I just take and put butter on it and stick it in the oven
and
warm it.
Yeah.
We got one of those little toasters upstairs, and I just stick it in that and warm it up.
Right, what do you call a little round thing with a hole in it that you eat for breakfast?
Round thing with a hole in it. My head?
Besides that.
Donut!
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay. What do you call a kind of donut that has this kind of...
That's a glaze.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, quick.
Yeah, I'm getting ahead of the stereo.
You are.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay. It saves me the trouble. What about a long rectangular shaped one without a hole? You ever seen one of those?
A twist? Some kind of twist, they'd call it?
This one is not twisted.
It's not twisted?
Maybe they don't have them here.
Maybe not.
Have you ever heard the twisted ones called crawlers?
No, I just heard, I don't even know the name of them. I've just seen some twisted looking.
Okay. What about one that has jelly in it?
That's a jelly roll.
Okay. What do you call a piece of jewelry you wear on your hand?
Oh, no, my hand. The ring.
Yeah.
The ring.
Okay, have you ever heard a name for a real flashy one? A real big, flashy, show-offy ring? Ever heard it called a light bulb?
Light bulb? No, a ring?
Yeah.
No, I thought you'd say a light bulb.
How about shorts that come to right here? What do they call them?
Shorts that come to here?
Yeah, right here.
Walking shorts?
Wish I was known by somebody on my tape. Does that happen a whole lot? 38, 21. Thank you. All right, how about if the shorts come to right below the knee, the pants that come to about right here?
Oh, I guess you call them jeans. I don't know.
And they're not as long as jeans.
You talking about a man wearing them or a woman wearing them?
I think, well, up till now, just women wore them, but I've seen some black guys wear them.
No, I don't know. I haven't.
Okay, how about real shorts that are real short?
Have short shorts.
Okay, you ever heard those called hot pants?
Yeah, man. They were hot.
Is there any difference, too, between short shorts and hot pants?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Hot pants, she woman to wear them just looks hotter than those short pants.
Yeah. What do you call clothes that, say you had a big brother and he outgrew a shirt or something and gave it to you, what's that called?
From experience, hand me down.
From experience.
Right.
Now, supposing you have a bunch of clothes that you are tired of wearing or outgrew or something, and you gave them to the Salvation Army or Goodwill, do you have a name for that?
Donate.
Okay, have you heard of cast-offs? You ever use that word?